Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Who's the boss in your house? Who lays down the parenting laws? I was reading a great article in the Daily Mail this morning that tells me the age-old just wait until your father comes home is apparently now a thing of the past, with dad seen as total pushovers. Adrian Barry from Off the Ball is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Does that sound familiar, Adrian?
No, 100%, Andrea, not in this house or in any way, shape or form.
Really?
No. So we have like 9-year-old, 7-year-old, 4-year-old. And listen, it can be a mix of everything. But I do recall very recently, only a few weeks ago, the oldest lad referring to me and one of his mates' dad, who runs the soccer and different bits like that. He said, who's running training tonight? And I said, oh, myself and Jarrett. And he said, oh, Ronaldo and Messi. And of course, I was thinking, what a compliment.
Yeah.
What he was actually referring to was we were the Ronaldo and Messi of strict parents.
Oh, really?
So that's how we fell into it. I thought it was a huge compliment, Andrew, on both counts.
Yeah. What was that news? Did that come as news to you?
That I was a strict parent?
Yeah.
Not really. No, not really. I think it's in our house, right? Like, I think everybody strives for a mix, right? Like, if it gets too lopsided, you have one parent like being the disciplinarian and then the other one's kind of the soft touch. And then it becomes really unfair, right? The parent who has to do all the heavy lifting. And, you know, there can be aspects of that that ends up, you know, damaging the relationship almost to a degree, I suppose, when you go to the extremities of it between that parent and the kids. But no, there is a bit of a mix. I think probably, and I'm hoping my wife's in work at this time of the day and
she's not
picking up the podcast later on. But maybe I'll go with the generalities here.
Yeah.
And I'll say that, like, you know, I think it's important that you're clear, right, with the kids, so that if they can't have the devices or they can't have the treats, that there isn't any kind of beating around the bush with them, right? Because oftentimes I've seen it, let's say hypothetically, that there can be very long-winded kind of reasons, you know, that ultimately aren't real, all right? Like, you know, your granny's calling over later on, you can't have the PlayStation because the frequencies coming out of it are going to interfere with her hearing aid, right? Whereas I'd be much more of a, you can't have the devices because the argument here is, you know, the agreement that we've come up with beforehand is that you're going to have X hours on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, whatever it might be, and you've already used that time up, so you're going to have to wait until the next window comes up. And I think it's important that clarity on all sides, particularly for the kids.
As long as, as you say, as long as everyone sticks to it. Joey Donnelly is joining us as well, Adrian. Are you good cop, bad cop?
Oh, I'm probably a bit of the pushover sometimes.
Are
in my
you?
House.
Oh,
I
you
think,
are this...
I'm not the snowflake parent that it's being perceived. Like, I would say we're probably a little bit more, a bit like Adrian was saying, trying to find the balance. We will be great for sneakily texting each other. So say if upstairs the son is on the PlayStation upstairs and he wants a bit of extra time, and Suzanne is texting or she's talking to him and saying you can't have any more on it, and then she might send me a little WhatsApp and say he's on his way down to ask you, can you have more PlayStation time, and I'll back her up
brilliant.
Then. tactically reinforcing each other, I think, is important, and then also trying to give each other a little win as well. So sometimes when, you know, someone's after bringing home something, you might bring home something from someone's after giving them a treat or something, say, here, do you want to give that? You can have the win today because you've had to give out to them all day because I've been at work or something or whatever it might be. So we try and have the balance. But I think in the round, you know, coming in from work, the traditional parental role, if you're coming in from work and the dad has been gone all day and the mother, if they are in that role where they're raising the kids all day, all of a sudden then dad comes in and it's either one of two things. It's like they said, it's been quiet because dad's coming home after the hard day's work would have been. But I think it's now dad's coming in and we can ask him about the iPad that's been refused for the majority of the day.
Yeah, it's all about the iPad, isn't it? Wait until the nightclub starts, Joey. About going to the Limelight in Glenties. Like, I still can vividly remember the rows that used to take place. You know, and all was directed to mum. You have to ask your mother. Like, it was just...
Of course.
It's unbelievable.
Dad didn't have the...
He just pushed it all on her.
No, in that situation.
Yeah, and it's funny, and Adrian. I only see that now.
Isn't it funny you see it in that perspective? And here goes back to the... It's not a million miles away where we had the ad in the paper in 1950 for how to keep the husband happy and, you know, keep the kids quiet and all the rest. Like, the roles have changed. And I do think that... I think there's so much more information available and the roles... Most parents are both working, you know, with the days of the traditionalist roles are becoming less and less. and those things are. So the roles have been completely flipped on their head, and I think men are trying to have to find out where they fit in the not-so-traditional roles that would have been there for years and years that we lived in. So it's definitely new territory for lots of people, and especially who lived in houses where they would have been very traditional. I grew up in a house where, you know, my mom finished work essentially when she started to have the kids.
Yeah.
She was a teacher, but she ended up being the authoritarian because she had to be the teacher. My dad was working all the time. So I grew up in that style house, and now I'm probably trying to be a little bit different and a little bit more, but I think a lot of us will fail there because we're maybe a little bit too soft on them sometimes.
Do you try to do that, Adrian? Are you trying to, you know, maybe replicate what happened at home, or are you doing something totally different as the modern parent?
I think you always go the opposite direction of your own parents, don't you? Like, you're like, you know, particularly when you're younger. Geez, everything that Joey was saying there about the sneaky text, by the way, all of that stuff,
that's 100%
great. also in this house. There has to be that kind of collaborative approach. Yeah, like, I think in our house growing up, there was probably the traditions that Joey's talking about, like, you know, dad would have been stricter, and then if you were looking for something, you could go and twist mom's arm and you'd kind of get away with it that way. But then you're trusting that your kids get to a point where they can see through all of that stuff or reflect on that with some kind of, intelligence about, you know, about what was going on, right? But, like, you're in the lap of the gods at that time, like, at that stage. But, I don't know. Like, listen, it can often sort of, trying to set those boundaries, right? Like, you know, if you overstep this mark in relation to this thing, you're going to have to deal with this consequence or whatever it might be. Like, and it gets so hard for all the reasons Joey was talking about. You know, I definitely was in, grew up in a house where we had two working parents. One of them was, we had a shop next door to the house, so it was like a busy household. And there was the thing that, you know, we always reflect on, that kind of, you were let at it, and there was a lot of that. So, like, where the hell were the boundaries in the middle of all that? We can get very we can get very obsessed with that now. You know what I mean? Like, it's the modern lingo, but back then, I'm not sure what the hell people didn't know what boundaries were.
Yeah, no, it has massively changed, Joey, hasn't it? And even in actually very recent years.
Absolutely. I think everything, the lines are completely blurred now because the roles have been completely thrown on their head with so many people working in different ways now. You know, remote work, and then, just as I said, the actual traditional roles have just been upended, and the gender-based orthodoxies that have existed have just been changed. But as I said, we always have that little kind of rear view of those traditional roles just being right in one generation away, you know. So it's not so long that my Suzanne's mom always talks about, like, that when she had her kids, she had to give up work. That was a legal requirement.
True,
she wasn't allowed work. So it's not a million miles away from us that we're removed. So I think we're just going to try to shake some of the generational stuff, take the good stuff that was there as well. I think that's also really important. That boundary setting thing is just huge, especially in today's world. I'm only having a conversation about it recently, about iPad time and what it does for them, and trying to reduce the technology while also giving them little wins and rewarding behaviours, and then also creating some of the traditional boundaries that were there for a reason and that worked. There's lots of good stuff. You know, our parents, as I said, we came from reasonably traditional roles, but my dad would have also, I have one example that I use, funnily, and I hope you won't give out to me for sharing this, is that, like, when I was in college, I had a good college life where I was only a 20-hour-a-week lecture man, and I had 2 days a week where my lectures didn't start till after 1 o'clock. So there'd be an odd Tuesday night out, and on a Wednesday morning I'd be getting up. And God forbid, if my dad came home from lunch, my dad used to come home for lunch and work, and if I was still in the scratcher, that would be one. Now, there would be no major repercussions, but I always knew I was smart enough that if my dad had been in work from 7 a.m.
Get up.
And he arrived home for his dinner, and I was still in the nest, there would have been skin and hair flying that day.
I love it. Dexter here says, my mother was always the boss in our house, but she did say, wait until your dad gets home. 087 1400 106. The WhatsApp number, Adrian Barry, Joey Donnelly. Thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.